General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 138 of the General Failure podcast for the week of July 31st, 2018. Brought to you by Warby Parker. This week, we've got DJ Khalid doing what he does worst, a brand new trans superhero, and that's a chicken, motherfucker.
Look at all these chickens.
I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom. And CJ.
Roof.
What?
The horse says.
Doctorate denied.
All right.
Futurama joke.
All the animals in here. So we'll start off with, what are you playing? Oh, just me?
Yeah.
It's,
I think
crazy.
It's just you.
I like how that works. So I finally played a few games this week. Ultimate Chicken Horse. I started.
Speaking
off
of animals.
Yeah, speaking of animals. Yeah, this chicken sounds exactly like that.
The chicken horse.
So it's pretty much a four-person 2D, like, I don't know how to, it's almost a race, but you build the course. So you get like a background, a backdrop or something, and a few items that are on the course. But every beginning of a round, it opens up a box that has like four or five different items. And you have to select what you want before someone else selects it.
So it's like Little Big Planet, but with a chicken horse instead of a sack or a beanbag.
Yeah. I mean, it's only 2D. And you can play up to four players, and it can be same screen or different ones.
Uh-huh.
I was playing online with just randos, and it is a very fun experience until you suck, where I sucked. Because it's just like platforming once you build the thing. And you get points for, getting to the end, because there's pretty much all the things that you put down are traps. Mm-hmm. So you have to get around those and hop on them to get away.
Mm-hmm.
You can get points for finishing by yourself. You're the only one that finishes.
So we know how you play.
Yeah. Finishing by myself.
This keyboard is sticky.
Sticky. You get points for killing other people with your traps that you put down.
Okay.
And then there's coins. There's extra levels and stuff. And you press pretty much every round, you just keep going until someone wins or gets enough points. And then at some point, it just like tells you, all right, three turns and you're done after three turns. And then whoever has the most points wins. And it is a lot of fun, because the game is never the same twice.
Yeah.
You get different traps, you get different people on how they play.
Mm-hmm. And then different ways to build the course.
Yeah. And it can be super easy and lighthearted, or it could just be like one player gets ahead and it is just time to play fuck the chicken, because that's what happened. One of the boards I was playing was like the guy who was playing the chicken just like boosted all the way ahead, and I was like, I just typed in the chat, all right, time to play fuck the chicken, because there's no way you're making it. Yep. So you just build a thing that there's
General
no
Failure
way.
Podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Chicken Horse. Ultimate Chicken Horse, get fucked.
And you just make
we got
it into
early this time.
And you just make it into a course that's like unbeatable and it's ridiculous. But they also give you like items that are like bombs and stuff like that, so you can blow up pieces of the course. And it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend, even if you're not playing with someone right next to you, just playing like online randomly.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
I also played a little bit of the new update for No Man's Sky called Next, which has been getting a lot of press coverage.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
It really is a huge update.
I almost bought it because it's on Xbox now. I was like, nah.
It was just recently on sale too, for like half off.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a huge update, and it finally feels like the game it was supposed to be
two years ago.
There's a lot more building materials that you can use. They completely revamped collecting minerals and stuff like that. Now you have to refine some and stuff like that.
I think it's pretty interesting that, like, when we first started the podcast, it had to be like the first five episodes.
Yeah.
that No Man's Sky was CJ's geek on for the week because he was super excited
about this game coming out.
And then a year later, we were like, oh, no. And here we are 2 years after that. And we're like, oh, that's pretty good now.
Yeah, it feels like people are starting to forget the release of the game and start, because this game like just rocketed in sales.
Yeah.
All
of a sudden, if you end up making a good game, you'll forget the bad. Like that happened with the 360. The launch was a disaster.
Yeah, no, that was
PS3 was a disaster, too. The launch. Both of them were the same time. They were going through disasters and people forgot real quick.
Yeah. This one also adds in third person view for your ship and your dude.
That's
which
cool.
You now get to customize your dude.
Oh, sweet.
From the five different kind of races there are.
Mm-hmm. How big can I make my penis?
It's not Conan the Exile where you can like actually make the penis longer or shorter.
Damn.
And it's a lot more difficult to play just because they've put so much into the game.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun, and it does really feel finally like the game's actually here.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I am justified spending the amount of money I did for the game.
Right.
Which was half off at $30. Because it still sells its sticker price of $60.
It does. That's why I didn't buy it.
Yeah. Which is, it's still a rough one at that amount, unless you like mining shit all day long.
And crafting. Oh, no.
But
quick,
yeah, no.
Quick, sue them.
You can buy freighters now, these huge ass ships and shit. You can add modifications to them. You can go to and see different planets. There's a lot more different planets, a lot more systems to go to. There's more animals, more fauna. There's more. And it just finally is an awesome game to play.
Yeah.
So I recommend trying it out with the new update. It plays a lot better than it used to. If you haven't picked it up since it released, definitely go back and update your game and go take a gander.
Sweet.
Cool. And also one to go give a quick shout out to a game that we talked to one of the head developers at Epsilon Games. Primus Vita, Episode 1, Austin, just got a release date of August 16th.
Yep, I just saw that.
You guys are gonna be excited.
Hell yeah.
And we're probably gonna stream playing it as well.
Yeah, we're gonna be unpaid beta testers.
So go check it out. If you're into narrative puzzle games, it's definitely something to give a look at. Moving on to nerd news. Dom, you got something.
Yep. So recently, Steam has started to roll out their new chat features, which include a lot of extra things that basically Discord has had for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because Discord launched about 2 years ago and kind of took everybody that was using the chat feature on Steam and
it was
took
garbage.
Them all away.
Yeah.
It was garbage.
And never used
still
that.
Garbage. Yeah. No. Yeah. Every once in a while, you would hit whatever it was.
Shift-tab.
Yeah, shift-tab, and, you know, say fuck you to your friend, but, like, that was it.
Yeah.
You would get killed 6 times in Counter-Strike by the time the screen loaded, and it was terrible. So now they're starting to unroll more features. It's not fully rolled out yet. I don't think I have any of the features.
The recent update.
Yeah.
Just makes chat look weird.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it makes that load first before anything else.
Yeah, really? That's really all weird. I've seen so far is the chat looks different. And I'm like, that's not what people gone to Discord for.
Yeah.
People go to Discord because you can make your own channels. You can protect your channels. You have private servers and you can have your voice channels also. Mm-hmm. So I assume they're coming with those. Those might be rolling out already. I haven't really looked...
play around with it.
Yeah, I haven't really looked into the plans too much as to what they're unrolling, but you know, their plan is to take on Discord. Then they have to at very least have everything that Discord has built into their own, you know, with game support built in.
Yeah.
Which is something that Discord has also. You know, if I'm in if I'm playing Overwatch, my Discord will overlay right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm playing 20XDX and I have Discord overlaid right there. It's not.
And I'm pretty sure with Discord you can now launch those games through Discord.
Yes, you can.
Yes, which is pretty cool.
Which, you know, I mean, that's like the reverse of Steam. You could always launch it, the games, but you couldn't do any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
So it just seems like if it really is at very least exactly like Discord, I think people will probably stop using Discord and move back over to Steam just because it's more convenient to have an all-in-one platform.
Yeah. And it saves, you know, processing power and stuff like that, too.
Exactly. You don't have to have...
You've only got one...
yes and no to that, though.
But mostly no.
The thing is, you're looking fuck you. You're looking this at a standpoint of a lot of people who play games use Discord. But Discord, because of its ability to set up like administrators and heavily moderate the chat rooms,
right.
A lot of companies actually use it as well to speak to people. Like a company can set up a Discord so you can come on and basically use it as like a community board and say like, look, I'm having this issue. Mm-hmm. And then community members in that, you know, for whatever that company is, can help you solve issues. And a lot of developers will use it as well. A lot of developers will have a Discord channel open. I mean, some of them will have Slack channels, but I know it's a little more difficult to like get up and going with a, like somebody else's Slack, because it's like you have to like be invited to an entire
workspace
Slack.
And stuff. You can't just drop in and
so,
say hi.
Some companies will actually use Discord, and it's the same thing. If you're looking for getting help on using an API or something, you can hop on the Discord and ask questions. Mm-hmm. So I could see Steam stealing away some of the people who are using it while they're playing games.
Yeah, I didn't mean that everyone who is going to use Discord. Discord's not going anywhere, no. But I think they can get back some of the people that left the Steam chat to go to Discord. And
left the Steam chat since it was made.
Exactly.
I don't think anyone actually left the Steam chat.
Yeah, it's true. Nobody ever used it. But like the Discord app on the phone is awesome.
Yeah.
It's just as good of an experience as the PC. Mm-hmm. Like the layout is similar. All of the functionality and features are there. You can do everything that you need to do. And it's, I've not seen anything. Let's just put it this way. I've used the Steam app before and it's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is terrible.
Yeah.
And I've used both Discord, a bunch of Discord, channels and stuff like that. And the app itself and the both great experiences.
Yeah.
It's super easy to use. It doesn't take a genius to figure out.
Yeah. I mean, we have our Discord channel that we've got. Yeah. So anybody wants to join that, let me know. We got new people in it, like 3 new people last week.
Nice.
Sweet. Yeah. We're a growing community of Discorders.
Yeah. I will say,
sounds like disc hoarders.
Yep.
Yeah, disc hoarders.
So like just seat like AOL CDs.
Yeah, the AOL CDs from Walmart. Yeah, I just like
you never know when you're gonna need them, guys.
Yeah, my 1,000 free hours of AOL.com. Uh-huh. I will say what I'm wondering about this is, so Steam now has this rolling out. I'm wondering how long it's gonna take before they start allowing you to stream games through Steam as well.
Because
I mean, I feel like everybody's doing that now.
People streaming on Steam. But I don't think it's through the actual app itself. I think it's through
Probably through OBS. Usually you're streaming through Twitch. Yeah. The key in what they need to accomplish is allowing you to stream wherever you want to stream. Because Blizzard and Battle.net currently do that, where you can stream right from the app, but you can only stream to fucking Facebook because they partner with Facebook. And I'm like, this was a cool idea that you completely ruined.
Yeah.
Let me stream to Twitch. Let me stream to Mixer. Let me choose what I want to stream to.
Yeah.
You know, Mixer is owned by Microsoft now, so the Xbox has built-in Mixer support, which you can still stream to Twitch, but holy shit, the Mixer one is so much easier.
Dude, so much easier.
Well, they make it specifically to make it easier, so
and
you move
over. The integration with Microsoft's with the Microsoft Store is even better. So if you go to the Microsoft Store and search for a game that you want to look at, they'll have live streams of that game store,
that's
and
really
you
cool.
can check out. And I'm like, that's awesome, because that's just a whole nother level of exposure for everybody. Mm. So I forgot what we were talking about. Steam rolling out their chat support.
Chat support.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and say
it's something, but I don't think it's going to be enough to win people over just yet.
Not really what I use Steam for. I use Steam to just toss my money at my computer and watch it go bye-bye.
Yep.
To buy games that I'm never going to play. So we'll see what happens.
Lord have mercy. So moving on to CJ, you got some nerd news.
So yeah, last week we were going to talk about all of the James Gunn and Guardians of the Galaxy controversy that happened, and it just didn't make it into the episode. And I'm actually a little happy that we waited, because it gave us some time.
Shit's expanded.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot more has happened since then. A lot of people took extra time to say, like, I need to process this. We all need to think about it. But it really is amazing the support that he's gotten. James Gunn has gotten official support. The entire cast of Guardians of the Galaxy has written a letter to Disney.
Yeah.
They all signed it, basically saying, like, we want him back. You know, baby, come back. You can blame it all on me, kind of thing.
Baby, come back. Ooh.
But it's a... Jesus Christ. I will say it's a really interesting time as well, especially since Chris Hardwick just got his job back at AMC.
Yeah.
So it was that happened, and it's like, oh, look, some people can get their jobs back. And so it's like, maybe we'll see what happened to James Gunn. And, you know, it's interesting to see everybody's point of view, especially like Chris Pratt, for instance. I think he tweeted out Chris Pratt is a very religious man that I never really expected that. Like, I feel like very recently it kind of came forward, especially with that big, like, you know, things to do to be successful or whatever it was. And like, one of them was like, you know, like, believe in God and stuff. And I wasn't expecting all that from Chris Pratt, but, you know, he came forward on Twitter and said, like, while I don't agree with anything that James Gunn has said, I've only known him to be a good man. You know, like, yeah. All the days that I've known him since then, he's like repented for it. He's apologized. He's moved past it. And he is a good man. Let's bring him back, kind of thing. So I'm hoping Disney listens.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny. I think I sent you guys a meme of it where it was like, Disney fires Disney after uncovering old racist cartoons and, you know, Song of the South and like their Native American stuff. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, I don't want to say it's a little hypocritical for them to talk, but they should they should, of all people, recognize what's in the past and what you've apologized for. And that's the key is, James Gunn didn't apologize when he got caught. James Gunn preemptively apologized
years ago
because he knew what he said was wrong and stupid and edgy, and recognized that like they were just jokes that I was making that were shitty jokes. He probably should have deleted the tweets. Don't know why he didn't.
People can find anything.
So yeah, that's true. I'm sure he might have removed some of them, but there's still screenshots out there.
You know, they were also very clearly jokes.
Right.
They were not aimed at people. They were not like Roseanne's jokes were aimed, nasty, racist jokes at people.
Right.
Which you could forgive if she apologized rather than
double down.
Rather than double down. And then once you double down, blame other people. And then once that happens, blame Ambien.
Yeah.
And then once that happens, then apologize. Yeah. Once you get fired, like that's
Ambien
not how
it comes out and says that our medication doesn't cause racism.
Yeah. And then, you know, Roseanne has a history of doing this too.
She has
a history of dressing up like Hitler and stuff like that. These were all,
she was warned. There was a, she had a warning. You
exactly.
know? This is like, you know, Syndergaard thrown behind what's his name's back all over again.
Right.
No warning.
No
just
warning.
Eject him from the game.
You just lost a few listeners we had left.
But
yeah, we'll see.
Chris Hardwick he didn't apologize.
He didn't anything.
He didn't anything. He just didn't say anything. He got fired. And
he did issue a statement denying.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody issues a statement denying that they did it. Which
it's most likely his PR team did that.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Not himself. Yeah.
You know, but he got his job back because actually what he did was pretty fucking awful. There's just no proof of it.
Right. No, well, there is. It's just
there's no concrete evidence. Yeah.
And
whatever. She didn't want to cooperate with the investigation, whatever it happens to be.
No. I fully appreciate everything that Chloe Dykstra did in that situation, because she wasn't going out there to ruin a man's reputation. She wasn't going out there to ruin his career. She just wanted closure in her own mind, and this was the best way for her to do it. She published an anonymous article that people eventually linked back to her. Mm-hmm. She has plenty of evidence that she's only shown to people who are very close to her, that they know, you know, will not leak anything, will not like tell people what she has. And, you know, she got what she needed to get. And even though Chris denied it, and even though Chris got his job back and plenty of people stood up for him, she didn't go forward with it. So, I mean, I
just think it's funny that the guy who exposed James Gunn is the guy who fabricated the Pizzagate conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because he's not out there to try and make the world a better place.
Right.
He's out there to try and expose the Hollywood elite and liberal pedophilia ring that he is insistent is going on.
Right.
And that's what's funny about it, because he used those tweets of James Gunn's to be like, see, he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
He's involved in child sex rings. And I'm like, you don't know what a joke is.
Yeah. Now that man is, and the fact that man literally has blood on his hands from the Pizzagate thing.
Yeah. From the Pizzagate thing.
So it's just,
he
like,
did it to somebody else too.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's just the thing. Doxing. It's terrible.
It's also probably a shotgun blast of, you know, of fucking just shoot at anybody in Hollywood and see if someone peaks up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he probably spends all of his days just trolling through year old tweets for something that can possibly be misconstrued.
Oh, yeah.
The pedophilia.
Yeah, exactly.
And the pedophile ring.
Yeah. My niece is so cute. You're a pedophile.
So I've got some just quick nerd news of the Overwatch League finals happened. And it was a huge cash payout at the end. But for some odd reason, companies still think having a musical guest is a fucking good idea. Bethesda did it recently at their E3 conference with Andrew W.K.
Right. Kind of Sony did it with that fucking white dude in the rice hat with a pan flute.
Oh, yeah.
And about that. The reactions from the audience is usually nothing or I'm having my time wasted. I'm not here for this bullshit.
Yeah. A few years ago, WrestleMania was in Miami and they had Pitbull perform like four times and everyone's like, please stop. Just please stop.
We're not here for
nobody
this
wants
garbage.
Pitbull.
So DJ, was it Khalid?
Khalid. I don't know.
He performed
DJ Khalid
to an audience that was so bored and a Twitch channel that was just making fun of him the entire time. That like, the stuff he was saying was super cringy. I think one of his lines was, "Overwatch me."
Oh, boy.
And you could tell that he was just being paid a lot of money to be there. Yeah,
but everything he says is either stupid or cringy or both.
Because he is started as a producer.
Yeah. Like that time where he's like, I got so many friends. I got so much jewelry. And I'm like, jewelry? Jewelry?
His biggest line that people bring back.
Wait, he's not a mumble rapper, is he?
No, he's not. Okay. You played yourself?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
His biggest thing that people kept bringing back is he's too manly to go down on his wife. Is a big thing people bring back.
Oh, okay.
So that was funny as well to see. But like, I watched the shots of like the audience while he's playing and no one could give a flying fuck.
If they invited him to sing All I Do Is Win right before the finals, that would have been excusable because it's just like relevant because all you do is win no matter what. Like, haha, we get it.
Yeah.
And you have a musical guest, like legitimize yourself with, you know, what the equivalence of a halftime performance.
Yeah.
Or bring someone in that, you know, you could just be playing the fucking Overwatch music live.
Yeah.
And people would flip the shit.
Yeah, you should play the Overwatch music and then invite DMX over to freestyle over it and just see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I don't know why companies still think they still are using it as like a regular conference and not a gaming conference.
Right.
I don't understand
why
they haven't figured out this is the worst part of every conference.
I feel like
musical guests. Yeah.
You know, like when you go to a concert and, you know, they used to put their Bic lighters in the air and wave back and forth. And now people like turn on their
flashlight on their phone.
Yep. Instead of like seeing an audience full of flashlights, it's just an audience full of faces lit up by phones because they're looking down at their phone.
Yeah, more or less. There was a lot of shots of people just like the camera would pan in and they're just looking at their phone.
Just scrolling through Facebook until this shit stops.
It hurts so much. So moving on from that sad news, CJ, you got some geek on, geek off.
I do. So
that was the weirdest transition to a new segment we've ever had.
So moving on from that sad news onto geek on, geek off. That's a bad transition. It's a fucking
CJ's got to talk eventually.
I'm just waiting for you two to shut the fuck up. So anyway, this didn't actually make it into my San Diego Comic-Con thing, but I did want to mention it because it's pretty fucking amazing. If anyone is still paying attention to Supergirl, which I still think you should because the show is good. It really is. I promise. I just feel like people are anyway. So it was announced at San Diego Comic-Con.
Leave Brittany alone.
Leave Supergirl alone. It's good. But it was recently announced that a new character will be joining the show. That character is Naya Nal, I believe is the name. Yeah, Naya Nal, who is playing a brand new character to the DC universe, a brand new superhero called Dreamer. And the character is a trans woman, and they cast a trans woman in and as to player.
Yeah, obviously that.
Right, which is pretty, it's just
a bold strategy, yeah. Cotton. Yeah, let's see if strategy. It plays off.
The thing is, like, I'm not surprised, because Supergirl has always been a show about being inclusive and everything. Like, there's plenty of gay and like LGBT stuff on the show already. There's plenty of lesbian relationships around the show. And, you know, there's a big thing going on right now that ScarJo just got, basically, she turned down a role to play a trans character because the trans community backlashed so much that she was playing a trans character. And the thing about that is, it's one of those like really slippery slope kind of like situations where you look at like a movie like The Danish Girl, where Eddie Redmayne played a character. It was like probably one of the most well-known trans people in history. And he played a character that went through the transition. So like it made sense that it was Eddie Redmayne and not like a trans person
like playing this post-transition.
Right. So yeah. Post-transition person. And now like you have to like basically put makeup on them to change them back to their assigned at birth gender, which is, I'm sure, traumatizing for many, many people. You worked your entire life to finally be comfortable in your own skin. Then we'll be like, no, for this role, you need to be, that person. And I will say that Orange is the New Black, they kind of lucked out with Laverne Cox and the fact that she has a twin brother.
Yep.
So because the whole show was about flashbacks, and it was one of those things where eventually she's going to get a flashback. The fuck they going to do? And you come to find out, oh, she has a twin brother. But so they just used him.
But that's also that's part of your job at casting is to think of things like that. So like what you're saying is like, you know, it'd be traumatizing to take someone who's already transitioned and, you know, tell them, put makeup on to make them their original gender, that it's just like, just don't hire. If that's going to be traumatizing, you shouldn't hire that person. They're not the right fit for the role. But you need to find someone who's not.
The thing is, like I said, like that's there's a big like gray area there, because it's just not an okay thing to do. And the thing is, like, it's one of these situations where straight people play gay people play straight people on there. There's that. And there's like situations where we've seen trans characters being played by cis people, and people get through it. And I think the big issue right now is that, one, this is good with Supergirl because they cast a trans character as a trans person. But a big thing that the trans community isn't really looking at is the fact that they just need to get the word out on
the street.
But they just need to get the word out on transgendered and everything transgendered, because there isn't a lot of media coverage. So it's one of those situations where if all you're going to do is backlash that Hollywood is constantly, you know, putting some roles to cis people, especially larger movies, like really big movies that are probably only going to sell with a big name.
Mm-hmm. Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, because, you know, but the thing is, the message is still going to get out about trans people. Like, people are still going to learn from watching that movie. And then as things happen and trans actors start getting into smaller roles and TV and everything and smaller movies, and they work their way up, then they can be in these roles. And I just feel like
you can't go from 0 to 60.
Right. I feel like the trans community is doing a really like big discredit to themselves right now by these backlashes. And it's like, now is not the time to, and I feel like they get that a lot. Like, you know, like the gay and lesbian like community has said to them, like, now's not your time. It's us. Let us get married and then we'll deal with your fucking shit. which was, again, shitty, but like, anyway,
I think that everybody needs to stop with backlashes.
Yes.
No matter what happens, somebody backlashes and boycotts and complains. And I think people need to take a step back and
look at the silver lining.
Yeah. Either look at the silver lining or look at things realistically.
Right. Or look at where we can go from here. Like, okay, this happened. What's next?
Yeah.
How can we continue this conversation?
Build upon it.
Yeah. You know, what's next? You don't just fucking fire somebody from Disney because of something and then not talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just like let these people anyway. Let these people go.
Yeah. let my people go.
But to talk about the character, I'm kind of excited because I did a lot of stuff with the Legion. And this is actually
did Legion stuff?
Yeah. Well, like, you know, Legion superheroes.
Well, yeah. No, I didn't think Legion of fucking Doom.
Yeah, no, I'm only. So like they did some Legion stuff. So it's almost like everyone's making the connection that like this character, she's like the great, 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 great grandmother of one of the Legion superheroes. Her name is Nara Null. I don't know. Hold on.
The Legion.
No, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that I appreciate what they're doing, but they should come up with better names.
I mean, that's the Legion.
I'm also more curious about her powers than I could give a flying fuck about.
Yeah. So,
like, I just hope they don't, like, just make a shitty character, but shoehorn.
Yeah, the thing is they're, but also, like, this brings up a whole other, you know, topic of conversation where, like, for years and years, over the past couple of years, I shouldn't say years and years, but over the past couple of years, we've seen characters like, Kiki Williams? Kiri Williams? I can't remember her name now.
Riri Williams.
That's it. I knew I'd get there somewhere. Riri Williams, who's, you know, taking over the Iron Man mantle and stuff like that. And
she's now Ironheart.
Ironheart. Okay. But like, you know, people like fucking blew up about this shit, about like these characters that are coming in. They're like, why don't you make new characters and, you know, stop taking old stuff and blah, blah, blah. And this is like one of those, like, it's kind of like a new character, but kind of an existing character, because the Legion superhero existed. And I believe her name was Dream Girl. And she has like precognition, basically.
So
it's like, you know, like precognition. She can see the future, see things happening.
Yeah.
And the powers are going to be very similar. It's basically going to be just like a link between these two people. You know, somebody's great, great grandmother, great, 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 great grandmother has the same powers as the Legion.
My grandma's pretty great too.
But I mean, I'm excited. I really am. It's going to be interesting to see. She kind of like follows in the footsteps of Kara at the newspaper and kind of starts as intern, works her way up, and Kara helps her come into her powers as Supergirl and everything. So I don't know. I still love Supergirl, but I'm a sucker for the CW superhero shows. I think it's just because I am a DC fan at heart over a Marvel fan, and I just can't bring myself to watch the movies and accept them. And
I'm pretty sure that's everyone.
Yeah. So like for me, like the CW stuff,
Warner Brother himself is like,
yeah. So for me, the Warner Brothers or the CW stuff is like where I get my kicks off. And I don't know. I'm just happy. I'm just such a Supergirl fan. Yeah. I'm such a Supergirl fan, and it's just very inclusive, and I love everything about the show. And I'm really sad to see Jeremy, whatever.
Jeff Johns.
Yep. Never mind. Forget
Jeremy
about it.
Irons. Yep, Jeremy Renner.
It. Nope. None
Jeff
of those
Johns
people.
Stepped down.
I'm just naming names here.
Yeah, no, I'm giving up now because I'm not remembering.
Jerry Maguire.
Name. Yeah, no, it's Jeremy something. Something, maybe something Jeremy. Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy is leaving Supergirl, and I'm really sad to see it happen. But anyway, that's it. So that's that.
Lord have mercy. All right, so go check out Supergirl. What is it on season three?
Four.
Don't drop it like Flash and Arrow is currently being.
Don't drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us and Lesson Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And check out warbyparker.com to see the new summer line of glasses you can try it at home. I'm wearing a pair right now. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.